Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're looking at something pretty exciting, how artificial intelligence is really shaking up how we explore history, literature, even how we understand stories themselves.
It really is. We're talking about unlocking insights from vast amounts of information in ways that just weren't possible before.
We'll dig into some fascinating examples. Think deciphering really old handwriting, or even visualizing worlds that only existed in text. All thanks to AI.
These tools are, well, they're bridging gaps, finding patterns.
Yeah.
It's quite remarkable.
Okay, so let's start with deciphering handwritten history. You know, those early modern manuscripts, say from Galileo or Thomas Harriot, they're notoriously difficult.
Oh, absolutely. You've got wildly different handwriting styles, ink blots, damage to the paper. It's a real challenge for human eyes alone to make sense of consistently.
So how does AI step in?
Well, tools like Transcribus and even powerful models like GPT-4, sometimes run on platforms like AWS, use something called handwritten text recognition, or HTR. Yeah, the AI basically learns to read these diverse, often messy handwriting styles. It converts the page images into text a computer can read.
But it's not perfect, right? It's not just push a button and it's done.
Not at all. That's absolutely key. While the AI does the heavy lifting of transcription, you need human experts, paleographers. Mm-hmm. They train the AI models, they correct errors, they refine the interpretation.
I see. So the AI might stumble. Like, I've heard it can struggle with a single tricky word or even just make stuff up, hallucinate.
Precisely. It might misread a word consistently or sometimes insert words that aren't there. The human expert catches that. It's really a partnership.
And this partnership yields results.
Definitely. For instance, looking at Galileo's revisions in a 1613 letter to Benedetto Castelli, the AI helps track these tiny changes, revealing how carefully he navigated, you know, tricky subjects, his simulation and dissimulation, as scholars call it.
Wow, that's uncovering history on a micro level. Okay, so beyond reading old texts, you mentioned visualizing worlds. How does that work?
All right, this is another amazing angle. AI, using tools like, say, DALL-E 3, can generate images directly from descriptions in text.
So you feed it words and it makes a picture.
Essentially, yeah. It's almost like, well, like synesthesia. Words become images. You could take the description of Falerina's magical dangerous garden from Boiardo's epic poem.
The one with the golden fruit and mythical beasts.
That's the one. The AI can generate a visualization of that false Eden. It brings the literary imagination to life visually.
And this isn't just for fantasy worlds?
No, it applies to real history too. Combine AI image generation with, say, archaeobotanical data like pollen analysis from a site or old descriptions from herbariums.
And you could reconstruct what a historical garden actually looked like.
Exactly. Think of the lost gardens of the Este family in Renaissance Ferrara. We have descriptions, some physical evidence. AI can help piece together a visual reconstruction, like the Duchess's garden with its famous golden fountain. It shows that link between reality and poetic descriptions.
That's incredible. Okay, let's shift gears a bit. How is AI changing how we even, like, classify stories, like fairy tales?
Right. Traditionally, we've used systems like the Arne Thompson Uther Index, the ATU Index. It mostly classifies tales based on recurring plot points, you know, motifs.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that. So what's the AI approach?
It's often something called topic modeling, specifically a technique like latent Dirichlet allocation or LDA.
LDA sounds technical. What does it do?
Basically, it's a machine learning method that scans huge collections of texts, say, thousands of European fairy tales, and looks for words that tend to appear together frequently. It identifies underlying latent themes or topics based on these word co-occurrences.
So it's finding hidden connections based on vocabulary, not just plot.
Exactly. And what's interesting is that it often confirms the traditional plot-based categories, but it also finds surprising new groupings, connections a human might easily miss just reading through.
Like what kind of connections? Give me an example.
Well, one study found a distinct seafaring topic that cut across tales not usually grouped together by plot. Or it might reveal unexpected thematic links between stories that seem totally different on the surface.
Like Puss in Boots and Cinderella, I saw that mentioned. They seem worlds apart.
Right. But the AI might pick up on a shared cluster of words, suggesting a common underlying theme, perhaps something like social mobility or achieving status through cleverness or marriage. Themes that cut across the plot structures.
So it's adding another layer to literary analysis, not replacing the old ways.
Absolutely. It supplements human interpretation. It gives scholars and even STEMIs new ways to explore these vast collections of stories, new questions to ask. It's opening up new research avenues.
So from decoding Galileo's edits to visualizing lost gardens and finding hidden themes in fairy tales, AI is really touching so many parts of the humanities.
It truly is. And the recurring theme is this synergy, isn't it? Human expertise directing the AI, and the AI amplifying our ability to discover, to see, to understand complexity.
It's a powerful combination. So maybe the thought to leave you with is this. How is this ongoing collaboration, this kind of dance with AI, actually changing how we relate to knowledge itself?
Yeah, how does it encourage us to look at the past, at imagination, maybe through entirely new eyes?
Something to think about. That's all for this deep dive.